From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Melanie Lekachevic continues to report on the questionnaire responses submitted to Columbia Green Media for Board of Education candidates in the May 21st election. In Columbia County, eight individuals are competing to fill three open seats on the Ichabod Crane Board of Education. James Jim Antelak is an engineering manager at GE Power. Educator Marie Bertram is new to the area. She has two children in the first and third grades. Incumbent Brendan Colunio is running for a second term. He is a graduate of Ichabod Crane High School and Hudson Valley Community College. Berkshire Bank VP John Challenger holds a law degree and a master's in business administration. He served on the Board of Education in the past and is hoping to be elected again. Incumbent Matthew Nelson has been a member of the board since 2016 and has served as its president since 2018. Incumbent Jeffrey Owlett is the founding director of the Kinderhook Foundation. He is a lifelong resident in the district and has served on the board since 2012. He lives in Valencia. Candidate Elizabeth Phillips is employed as a grant writer for Camp Hill Village. She grew up in Kinderhook. The eldest of her three children attends kindergarten in the district. Retired teacher and administrator and incumbent board vice president Anthony Welcome rounds out the field. He spent his entire 50-year career in the Ichabod District. Welcome has held the seat on the board for 12 years. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. William J. Kimball is reporting for the Daily Freeman. The Socrates Police Department will pull out of the multi-agency law enforcement team known as Urgent. Instead, the department has chosen to work with the Ulster County Department of Social Service to investigate domestic violence cases. The Socrates Town Board voted May 15th to sever ties with the 12-year-old Ulster Regional Gang Enforcement Narcotics Team. Town officials noted the county will give the town $75,000 per year for 2 years to support the work of the Socrates Police Investigator exclusively focused on domestic violence cases. The town has received no reimbursement for the urgent work. Socrates Police Chief Joseph Sinagra said, and I quote, "We have a very serious domestic violence issue in Socrates that we've been trying to address for years," end quote. Socrates Investigator will work on domestic violence cases throughout Ulster County, not just in Socrates, but could be recalled to work solely on Socrates cases if needed. Socrates is not the first municipality to withdraw from the multi-agency team. The Town of Ulster Police Department withdrew from Urgent in 2010, and the Kingston Police Department followed in 2012. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. David Lombardo reports for the Times Union, a policy directing attendees of state commission meetings to pre-register may violate New York's open meeting law. Notices for the Public Service Commission's May 16th meeting in Albany included a warning that 48-hour notice would be required to attend in person. The policy was not enforced, but State Committee on Open Government Executive Director Robert J. Freeman said the proposed burden is, and I quote, "unreasonable, ungovernable, and unsupportable," end quote. Freeman said that members of the public can be required to comply with certain security requirements, but said 2 days' notice would be an unreasonable requirement. Freeman said he believes if the policy was challenged, a court would find the policy to be in violation of the open meeting law. PSC spokesman James Den said, and I quote, "We intend to help those who wanted to attend today's sessions to expedite their check-in process by asking them to pre-register with a 48-hour advance notice," end quote. Den said going forward, the PSC will clarify that pre-registering is not a requirement to attend. Read the full story in the Times Union. ABC7NY.com is reporting Governor Andrew M. Cuomo, May 16th, unveiled the final design renderings for the new main entrance to Manhattan's Penn Station. The new entrance will be located at 33rd Street and 7th Avenue, providing direct access to the Long Island Railroad main concourse and the New York City subway. The project will begin construction in June and is expected to cost $570 million. Cuomo also announced the overall Penn Station Redevelopment Master Plan, which continues to move forward and is intended to transform Penn Station into a modern transportation hub. Read the full story at abcny.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.